You know, we may be thinking, though, tonight, you know, it's not that, or this morning, we may be thinking, you know, I don't know. Did he really pay it? I still don't really think those bad men are really that I'm freed from. You might be thinking, I'm still tied down. I'm still in a hostage situation. Sometimes we can doubt whether Jesus has really paid the price, if it's really personal for us. Boy, here's another interesting story. Not that long ago in the 1990s, the Ohio governor decided to release a couple of prisoners early. The prisoners in the state penitentiary all got together and they wanted to hear their voice. They wanted to hear their names read so that they'd be free. What an intense moment. And the first name was read was Lawrence Layton. Lawrence Layton, come down, you're released. Nobody came. Nobody got up. The chaplain of the penitentiary knew everyone, and he walked down an aisle and he put his hands on Larry Layton, and he said, Larry, they just said your name. You're free. This man, Larry Layton, thought to himself still that that just can't be. There's probably another Lawrence Layton that's in the prison. He just didn't believe it. Some time passed, and as they were still gathered together, the chaplain then went and got the certificate to show Larry Layton, you have been set free. And Larry Layton still didn't believe it. They got all the prisoners up. They all lined up. Larry Layton got into the line with all the other prisoners. He still didn't believe it. He wanted to head back to the prison jail cell. And finally, the warden stood up and said, you don't belong here. You've been set free. Dear friends, those reminders that we've been set free, that Jesus has paid the price, that he has ransomed us, we need the repetition. We need to hear that often in church. Don't ever be tired of the confession of sin. Don't ever be tired of the gifts God offers, because we need what Larry Layton needed. We needed a tap on the shoulder. You've been forgiven. You've been released. When you come forward and receive the body and blood of Christ, it's you've been released. You're free. Because in a lot of ways, we're like Larry Layton. We just, no way. We're given that kind of freedom. That's what church does. No other organization does that, because it's tied to Jesus. Dear friends, when we know that the ransom has been paid, and we know someone has paid it, now we serve. We don't have to serve for thank yous. We don't have to serve to have earned it. We serve because our Lord Jesus did so much for us. Serving and freedom, we'd never think those two go together. They do. When you serve, setting up communion, cleaning up communion, our focus is on God and on others. When you serve to usher, our focus goes on helping people to receive God's love and forgiveness in the service. When we serve in a charity or an organization in the community, our focus is on others. You see what happens when you serve? We stop hanging out with the bad men. We're no longer tied to ourselves. No more. We're no longer tied to the idols of our life. We can't serve them. We're no longer tied to the law. The scary thing is when we fail to serve, it's likely we're going to be tied down again to the bad men. Serving is a sign of freedom. Jesus, in his life, when we think about service, Jesus could have had all sorts of titles. Lord, Master. He shied away from titles. But the thing that he wanted to be known for was being a servant, a doulos in the Greek. He wanted to serve. He wanted to be known as a servant. And the Apostle Paul, as he was trying to decide, what kind of title should I write down in all my letters to people? boy, that I'm a fancy apostle, maybe that I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees, maybe I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews, or put down how many years I've served, that sort of thing. No, Paul says, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Serving shows freedom. It shows that we're no longer tied down by the bad men that are described in the scriptures. May we serve in that kind of way at Peace Lutheran Church. Amen. Let's pray about that, and we'll head to our confession of faith. Lord, we serve for a reason. You died. You paid the price. We serve because you've set us free. May that be the only reason why we serve, Lord, at Peace. And may that just grow in an infectious spread of gratitude and thanksgiving for what you have done for us. May our service be of that kind. And may our church be known as a place of service to others and to you. In Jesus' name, amen.